Blog Talk Radio.
Ever since I walked out of that door, I've been missing you and the things you do more and more and more. Like the way you used to kiss my face, I see it now that you could never be replaced. Looking through all the photographs, I decided it was time for me to get my baby back. I walked right in 'cause I still got a key. You were lying on the couch, I said you're coming with me. That's when the XPS came in and said I knew you'd be back for long. And I said shut up boy, I ain't here for you, for the dog. Living all alone just ain't the same. I miss when all I had to do to see you was call your name. Nobody else really listens when I talk, and there just ain't nothing like when you and I would go out for a walk. Without you, I admit I'm depressed. Why I drove as fast as I could back to the previous address. And I walked right in 'cause I still got a key. You were lying on the couch, I said you're coming with me. That's when the XPS came in and said I knew you'd be back for long. And I said shut up boy, I ain't here for you, I'm here for the dog.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. On the show today, we have one of my favorite people and a very dear friend, the lovely Miss Alyssa Trahan, joining us to talk about her recently released EP, which came out yesterday, as well as what she's been up to since we last spoke. I so cannot wait for this. And I think we may have accidentally just world premiered that. So with that being said, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey Craig.
Hey Cody, happy weekend. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Considering this is our fifth show in 6 days, I mean, it's just crazy right now.
But it's an awesome crazy.
Yes, it is. And I'm kind of glad the week's over because this is literally the busiest I've ever been on the show. It's literally the busiest I've ever been.
But you're reaping all the rewards. Every interview.
What do you say we bring on today's guest to the show?
Let's bring on Alyssa.
And let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Alyssa Trahan to the show. Hey, Liz, how are you, girl?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I was doing good.
Tired.
Now I'm doing great. Although I'm speaking to you, finally.
Finally.
I'm a little tired because, like I said in the intro, this is our fifth show in 6 days.
I don't blame you. I'd be tired, too. That sounds pretty exhausting.
Which is something I've never done in over 5 years of doing this show. I've never done five shows in 6 days.
Well, hey, being busy is a good thing, right? That's what I always say.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm busy, but it's a good busy, if it makes sense.
Yeah.
I thank you again for doing this day. It's always a pleasure having you on.
Anytime. I love coming on.
Absolutely. And I think I've counted up the times you've been on. I think this makes number four.
That sounds right. I would believe that.
Four, maybe five, I don't know. But anyway.
It's somewhere in there.
You're averaging one per year.
What was that?
You're averaging once a year in terms of appearances.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I guess.
I never thought of that, actually. You kind of are. But let's get into things real quick. What has a life been like for you in the past, say 24 to 36 hours?
24 to 36 hours. It's been pretty crazy, I'm not going to lie. I've been, you know, gearing up to release this EP for a long time now. And, you know, finally I released it. So I've been really busy just, you know, talking to people about it, responding to fans' comments online about it. I always make sure I leave out time on release days to talk to people on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. So I can talk with them and see what they think of the new music. I've been getting, you know, all my promo set up for it. I've been setting up stuff with radio people and venues and things like that. So, yeah, it's been really focused on that.
I bet your social media notifications have been just a berserk, I bet.
They have been crazier than usual, that's for sure. But, you know, that's a good thing. And like I said, I like to just take time, if not the whole day, just to respond to people online.
But it's a good crazy. It's a good busy.
Yeah, it's a good busy, exactly.
You know, and folks, this girl right here is a social media wizard. Right, she will respond to you just literally within, if not a day, maybe a few hours.
Well, thank you. I try.
She is such a social media wizard, folks. And the thing I did notice that kind of flattered and humbled me a little bit, which is not easy to do. I was on your website earlier, and I noticed you posted our show today.
Of course I did.
Well, thank you for doing that.
We appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
I know you said that you were on a social media responding to fans, but what has the fan reaction been like to this EP?
Really good so far. A lot of people have responded to me telling me, you know, which song is their favorite, and a lot of people have sent me screenshots of them either listening to it on Spotify or downloading it on iTunes, Amazon, stuff like that, which is really, really great. I love when people do that. It's been really awesome. So far, the favorites have been I'm Here for the Dog, which you just played, and Eviction Notice, actually. Those have been the two favorites, so that's pretty cool to see.
Besides Pickle Jar, those two are my favorites besides Pickle Jar.
Well, thank you.
I love I'm Here for the Dog. That's like a song that makes me, that reminds me of the type of song that you would sing at the Opry. Classic country.
Well, thank you. I'd love to sing that at the Opry someday.
Me too. I love to sing
that. That would be awesome. And speaking of your EP, I know I teased you about this on social media earlier. I've got sort of a game I want to play with you.
Okay, here we go. I'm ready.
Here we go. Let me. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go through this EP track by track. There's only five tracks to this thing, and just kind of tell me what I went into writing the song and basically the stories behind the song. I call this game Off the Record. So
yeah, okay, cool. Okay, so I guess I'll just start at the top and go down. So the first one is Push Play. Yeah, that's also the title track. That song is basically just like a love song to music in a way. The whole thing of the song is that whenever I'm stressed out, I just listen to music. I just push play and that's it. And that's very true. Whenever I'm stressed out, music is what really helps me. Or, you know, if I'm sad or mad about something, that's what always helps me snap out of it. But writing that one, I got the main hook melody in my head first. There's a part of the song that goes, da, 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 and I had that in my head for like, I don't know, maybe a week. And it just wouldn't leave my brain. So one day I finally sat down and it just kind of came out naturally. This is one of those songs that kind of fell in my lap. But I just sat down in my studio and wrote it and put that hook in, obviously, and that song was born. So yeah, that's Push Play.
That's how Play became out.
What was that? Say that again.
That's how Push Play became a reality.
Yeah, that's how
basically
it became reality. Absolutely.
Track number two is one of my favorites. The song we just played, "I'm Here for the Dog," that is hilarious.
Yeah. So that song it's one of my favorites on the EP too. And that one, as you heard, it's about me basically going to an ex-boyfriend's house and saying, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the dog. Give me the dog. I'm leaving. And I wrote this at a time when a lot of people around me were going through breakups. And, you know, I'm a big animal lover, especially dogs, cats, whatever. I just love all animals. So, you know, I was always thinking, like, what do you do if you break up with someone and you have a pet? And, you know, that's in Legally Blonde, the movie, too. And I had just watched it before I wrote this song. So I was like, you know, that'd be a really cool song. And my favorite thing is funny, sassy songs with like a cool twist in the hook. So I remember I sat down in my bedroom and I was like, I really want to make this a song. Let's make this a song. So my whole goal was to make it so that it sounds like I'm missing a boy in the first verse and the chorus until I get around to the actual hook saying I'm here for the dog. And I think I succeeded because everywhere I've played it, people have laughed. And I don't give away the title when I perform it either. I always say it's the song that shall not be named, and I see how people react to it. But yeah, that was pretty much that one.
I'm dead, you know, too much of it so far to be laughing, Alyssa.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm dancing and to the melody too much to be laughing as of right now.
Well, that's a good thing.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Reminds me of a little bit of a previous song of yours that I played here on the show called "I Love Your Truck." That is such a hilarious song in and of itself.
Thank you. It's kind of up the same wheelhouse. Like I said, that's kind of my favorite kind of song. The ones that are funny, sassy, clever hook in it. So that's kind of become my signature thing, I guess, around Nashville. Whenever somebody needs a sassy song, they call me. So
this is fun. I may actually incorporate this in all my interviews. This is fun.
Yes. It reminded me of Blake Shelton's song, too. I Can See You Now. Somebody saying to him, I'll name the dogs. No, I'll just
name the dogs. I love that song, too. That's a great song in and of itself right there.
Yeah, that's an awesome song. I love that one.
Okay. Track three is Eviction Notice. How did this song come about?
Yeah, so this is kind of a funny story. Whenever I am playing shows, I always say CDs are free, but donations are greatly appreciated. And I always say, you know, kind of the same spiel, saying any donations will go towards helping me pay my rent in Nashville because that's where I live and, you know, it's expensive. And one day my bass player was like, yeah, you don't want to come home to an eviction notice. And I was like, yeah, that would be bad. And he was like, you know, you should write that. That should be a song. And then I just kind of laughed. I was like, yeah, haha, maybe someday, whatever. And then a couple weeks later, I was back home in Nashville and I sat down to write a song. I was, you know, trying to write for this EP and I was trying to write the best stuff I could. And I couldn't really find an idea I was really feeling that day. And then it popped in my head like, oh yeah, my bass player said eviction notice. That's kind of a cool idea. And at the time I was really, really loving Brandi Clark's album. I still love all her stuff, but especially at this moment in time, I was just obsessed with all of her stuff. And I kind of tried to give it a Brandi Clark vibe, if you will. So I sat down, I wrote it, and I actually liked how it came out. And I, you know, played it for my bass player. He thought it was awesome. And I was like, yeah, but you're not getting writer credit, so I hope you don't want that. Sorry. but yeah, that's pretty much how that came about, as a joke, I guess.
Right. The next last track on the album is How'd You Do That?
How'd You Do That is kind of my, that's kind of my sappy love song for the EP, but it still has a little bit of sass in there. It's not completely mushy-gushy. That one, the whole thing is basically, how did you make me fall in love with you when I wasn't looking for anyone? I didn't want to be with anyone at the time, which, you know, is a true story. When I started dating my boyfriend Tyler right now, I was not looking for anybody. I didn't want to be with anybody. I was very focused on my career. And, you know, it's a true story. Just me saying, how did you turn me into like this like lovey-dovey person? And, you know, I never thought I'd be the type of person to fall for somebody and blah, 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 all that sappy stuff. And yeah, the main hook is just, how'd you do that? So yeah.
And,
you mean, in other words, like, you know, it's like asking your boyfriend, how did he turn you from a pumpkin into a coach? I don't know. That's good.
I have not asked him that.
And last but not least is Pickle Jar. This is,
yeah, Pickle Jar.
Such a great song. So funny.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, that's also my current single. And that one is just kind of like an anthem for single ladies, strong, independent women, whatever you want to say. And like I said, my favorite thing is clever twists in songs. And I had heard from a lot of people, my favorite food is dill pickles, and all of my, you know, big fans know that. All my friends know that. So they would always joke like, oh, you should write a song about pickles. And one day I wanted to, and I was like, how am I going to put pickles into a song without it being weird? And eventually I came around to the idea of Pickle Jar. And, you know, because I have pickles in the house at all times, it's a very common joke like, oh, do you need me to open your pickle jar for you? So, you know, I kind of got the idea for, no, I can open my own pickle jar. I can do it myself. So, yeah.
That's great. And then that,
you could probably,
I know you
open
said earlier,
more, many more pickle jars than the guys, including your boyfriend.
Yeah, I do open my own pickle jars. That's a real thing. I have a video on my Facebook and Instagram where my band like challenged me to do it on camera. If you watch the behind the scenes video of the Pickle Jar music video, I actually accidentally opened one and it like spills all over me. So that was a joke too.
Yeah, it's
kind of an ongoing joke with my team.
To literally say the pickle juice is on you, I guess.
Yeah, now there's a lot of pressure on me, so if it gets to be a day that I can't open a pickle jar, I'm sure I'll never hear the end of it.
I know you mentioned it. Waiting for the opportunity to catch you and not being able to open it.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned earlier that you're a big animal lover, and you've got a cat.
I am. I do. Little Miss Beasley, she's sitting in my living room right now. She's crazy. She's insane.
If you follow this girl on Snapchat, Beasley is basically the star of Snapchat.
Yes, she is. She is just the craziest cat. I mean, she's about a year and a half old now, and she's insane. I mean, she does all the typical crazy cat stuff, like running all over the house at like midnight and sitting on our faces and just being insane. But then she has really cute moments too, that she's super cuddly. She's either super cute or super crazy. There's not really an in between.
And I think it was, I don't remember when it was, you were taking a Snapchat video of her, and she kind of attacked you a little bit.
Which time? She's done that several times.
I don't remember. It's been too long ago. But my favorite video, I think this is on Snapchat. It's been, I don't know how long, but you're trying to train Beasley, and you go, "We're trying to train my cat," and you hold up a water bottle, and it's like, "Yeah, she doesn't like it."
I remember this. Yeah, we have a squirt bottle that we will like squirt her if she does something bad, like if she, I don't know, tries to eat something or scratch the furniture was the big thing. So anytime she scratched our couches, our chairs, whatever, we'd spray her, and she learned that the second we held up the spray bottle, we didn't even have to spray her anymore. It was just, oh shoot, gotta run away. Oh no. So yeah, I remember
exactly. And this cat loves eating envelopes too, doesn't she? Does she still do that?
She eats everything. She loves paper. She loves string. I have stories of her eating string, and they are very disgusting and bad. Ugh, it's yeah. She eats everything. Hair ties.
Does she like pickles?
She doesn't like
That's
pickles,
hilarious.
But she does beg for human food.
Oh, she's never going to scratch open the pickle jar. You're the queen and sole queen of it.
Yes, true.
You know, that's the same thing my dog does. My dog, she is like maybe 4 years old, something like that, 4 or 5. She's part Jack Russell, part Eskimo Spitz, and part poodle. You cannot wear this dog out.
Well, that sounds adorable.
It's not humanly possible to wear this dog out. I mean, and whenever I sit down for supper, and she's always at the window looking at me like, "People food, please, I want some people food right now."
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh man, but I did want to touch on a little bit before we wrap things up. I did want to touch on a few of your shows coming up. Let me get to it real quick. Here we go. Let's see. You're playing Alley Taps November 16th. I don't see a time on that, but what time are you playing that show?
That, I believe that one is at 8:30, I want to say. That is the Iceman Showcase at Alley Taps, so that should be super fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you've got a quite a run of New York shows coming up, too, from November 22nd to February 23rd of next year.
Yeah, I have quite
That's
a few New York
fine,
shows
sure.
booked right now. You know, touring season is really, like, coming to a close now. So summer was absolutely insane. But, you know, for the most part, the rest of this year is just focusing on gearing up for next year, and most of the shows I have left this year are either around here in Nashville at, you know, Writers Round showcases, stuff like that, or a lot of the shows I have in New York are basically I'm going to be home with my family, so I always try to book shows when I'm in town anyway. But yeah, like I said, I mean, the crazy tour schedule has ended. I mean, this summer was just, I was on a plane like every few days, but it was great.
Wow.
But yeah, it's mainly like business time now, I guess you could say.
Business time. How do you define the difference? Is business your tour time, or is there a difference between tour time and business time?
You know, it all kind of meshes together. I mean, what I consider business time is like doing promo and PR stuff, meeting with people and scheduling stuff, setting stuff up. A lot of recording songs I've written the past year that maybe we want to pitch or we need a good recording of. Been doing a ton of that. Writing with a lot of people, you know, stuff like that. And a lot to do with the EP and planning stuff around that. So, yeah, that's business stuff in my mind.
I think
and
it
I
was
know you
great.
Also,
sorry, I was going to ask Ella. I'm sorry, go ahead, Cody.
I know you also have a little, I don't know if you want to call it a side business, but it's a little a demo thing that you do demos for people.
Yeah, I do. So I went to school. I went to college and studied music recording and audio engineering. So for the longest time, I was doing my own demos, my own music, everything like that. And then when I moved to Nashville, I had so many friends tell me, like, hey, why don't you, you know, start a business and offer this to people? And eventually, I kind of agreed that it was a good idea because, you know, extra cash, doing something I already love to do, and how could that be a bad thing? So I started it up actually January of this year, and, you know, it's been really great, helping me a lot. I've met a lot of people through it. I've, you know, helped people get meetings with the demos I've done for them, which is really, really cool. And, you know, it's cool. It is kind of like a side job, and it's basically a bill-paying thing, but I enjoy it, and I like helping friends out, and hearing all the music around Nashville is great. So, yeah, it's a really cool thing.
Well, we've only got like 2 minutes left. This is just went by too fast.
This happens every time.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I don't know what it is about us. We get on. We do these interviews and we end up talking about pretty much anything and everything.
Yep, pretty much every time. But that's okay. That's what makes them interesting.
Exactly. And I feel like my interview style, and I might have told you this before, my interview style is more of like a conversation type thing. You know, I hate those interviews where the host just fires question after question at the yes, just boom, 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 boom. I like to have a conversation with people.
Yeah, I think, you know, as an artist, I can speak for artists. We like that better, too, because it's, you know, it's more fun and, you know, it gives you no reason to be nervous because it's like you're just talking, hanging out with a friend, and it feels less like an interview and more like a hangout, I guess.
Exactly, and you know how I feel about you. You know, I just love you to death, and it's always a pleasure. Every time we get to do something like this, it's always great for me.
Yeah, I always have fun when we do this. I don't know why we don't do it more often.
I know I don't know. You'll probably be in New York, but I am coming to Nashville December 16th. I've got I was approached about giving an interview to a Nashville-based TV show about an award I recently won.
That is so awesome. Right now, I'm going to be in Nashville on December 16th, but, you know, that always can change. But at the moment, I am scheduled to be here, so you better hit me up.
Are you there?
I'll,
you for Sia May
I'll
Fest,
do
Melissa?
It.
Am I there when?
For Sia May Fest. Or are you in New York then?
I do not know yet. Do you mean like the CMA Awards or the CMA Fest next June?
Oh, no, the CMA Fest next June, because I'm there in Nashville every year.
I am not sure, actually. I am in the middle of negotiating stuff for next year, so I have no idea what my schedule is going to look like. You know, October and November are kind of for figuring the following year out, so I'll be announcing and posting stuff real soon, but I don't have an answer for that right now. I'm sorry.
Awesome.
Either way, I hope to see you live, perform live soon, Alyssa, and get to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you.
Hey, thank you for doing this. It's like I said, it's been awesome. And 30 minutes has just literally flown by.
I know, it always does. But thank you so much for having me on. I love coming on.
Absolutely. And
it was a pleasure, Alyssa.
And
same to you guys.
For as long as I've known you, at least through social media and the show, you know, I consider you a dear friend.
Yeah, same to you.
I think we're gonna wrap things up and kind of let you go, but you know this too. You've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I'll definitely be talking to you on social media. Okay.
Okay, I'll be waiting to hear from you.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later,
Alyssa. See you soon, Alyssa.
Thank you so much, guys. So nice talking to you.
Same here.
Bye. I adore that girl. I just totally adore Alyssa.
Yeah, that's the first time I met her and talked to her. She's terrific. I can't wait to see her sing live.
I didn't announce this yesterday on Indie Country Radio because I wanted to have you with me, Craig. But Monday, we have Natalie Stovall on the show. I am still just freaking out.
Oh, my God. I have told so many people about this. This is the best interview that has made my heart do a 360 and then some.
I am still freaking out, dude. I mean, and all it took was a simple email. When I got that email, I'm like, I am not okay right now. I am just not okay.
Well, as long as you're okay for the interview. I've met Natalie three times. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'll be cool for the interview. I'll be fine for that. But, I mean, beyond that, I don't even know.
Natalie is a sweetheart. It's going to be a terrific interview. It's going to be a lot of fun. And what's great is it's like the best, the final part, it seems like the best part of the talk show for 2017. The best is saving the best for last, and that's what literally has happened.
Yep. All right, I think I'm going to let you go real quick, okay, buddy?
All right. Talk to you on Monday, Cody.
All right, I'll talk to you Monday.
Just relax, and I'll talk to you then.
All right, buddy, I'll talk to you later. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Alyssa Trahan. Like I told Craig, I just adore that girl. Totally and completely adore Alyssa. But anyway, like you heard, Monday at 4:30 Central, we have had the super talented Natalie Stovall joining us. And that's, I'm still freaking out about that. But I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.